Yeah, okay, we're going to go then. Kick off the training wheels. Here we go, son. Hey, Royal Order Sanctions, this is Bob.
Hi, Brad.
What was that?
Hi, Brad. How are you doing?
Hi, Brad. Is that what you said?
Hi, Brad.
Oh, how's it going tonight there? Merry Christmas, Miles.
Christmas to you, Brad.
It's day after Christmas.
Right.
Oh. And that was Miles just dropped... the batteries for his pump.
All right.
The brand new pump he got for Christmas. You want to tell us about that, Miles?
My pumped up kicks, yeah. That's what it's all about. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
My pumped up kicks. Yeah.
So what are you tell us what you're doing there, Miles.
We're kind of having a family building night here with Legos.
Doing a little Lego work, right?
I shouldn't say we, because I'm really doing nothing. But
so you're doing exactly what you do in any other situation.
Pretty much, yes. Yeah. I'm just belittling people and things like
that. That's right. Just laughing at the homos, putting together Legos. That could be a whole song right there.
All right, man. Yes.
So,
putting together some Legos, you know.
Got some Christmas Legos going down there.
Some set, yeah, the Millennium Falcon, putting it together.
You did not get the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, no, see?
Here. You already told me what you got, so.
Here, it's 5,000 pieces. Here, I'm going to drop them all into
it. All right, let me hear it.
There you go.
Yeah, 5,000 pieces. About like six pieces. Stevie Wonder could count how many pieces that was.
Isn't she lovely?
There's no Millennium Falcon, Miles. That's a goddamn Batman.
We need the help from Sesame Street.
One.
Yeah, so Miles Jr. is there with you.
Miles Jr. is here. Buildings.
The little Bo Cephas there as well.
And,
No, he
left already.
He bailed, yeah. He bailed.
We had to sell him.
He's a smart man.
We had to sell him for those pump batteries.
Nice. Yeah.
That's good. Your brother's going to love you for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
little Lego. I got some Legos. What else did you guys get there on this Merry Christmas?
What else did we get?
Oh, Christ. It's like I'm asking the tough questions.
I wasn't really prepared for this, but...
I'm taking a look around, and I see under the tree.
We got some airsoft weaponry.
Yeah. I'm thinking I might have to get one of those or something.
I think you are not cool enough to have this. So
could be. Can I shoot things in the yard with it? Because there's a raccoon problem around here.
You're gonna get the same answer from us. You're gonna get from everybody else and everybody in the Christmas story.
What's that? You'll shoot your eye out?
Yeah.
I wear glasses, though.
I was thinking Bob is shooting blanks.
Yeah. Oh, whoa! Hey, now.
Hey, yeah, I'm like, I say something like that, and you get all over me. You got your son there.
Just saying, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
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 I see what it is. It's not as I do, it's as I say. That's you.
Well, I'm just saying, you ask a lot of questions, and, you know.
Get a lot of answers.
What's with all the freaking questions, kid?
That's right. So how's it going? How much? What's the percentage on the Batmobile or whatever the hell you guys are putting together?
What would you say? I think there's one bag left after this, right?
Yeah.
Is it a two bagger or a three bagger?
It's five
bagger.
Five bagger. Holy shit!
Yeah.
That's a big Lego set there.
That's what she said. That's right.
So, is there any wormy bags in that Lego set?
No, it's all full of stuff.
That's good.
All good stuff. Yeah.
So good Christmas at the Tidal household.
That's good. Did I tell you how I got hustled at the Army Surplus store?
No, no. Yeah. You usually don't get hustled. You're usually the hustler.
Did I tell you that, how I got hustled?
Or possibly the stalker, one of the two. You're the hustler or the stalker.
I didn't. No, I'm just. No, I just want to make sure I didn't use this as a story.
I don't think so. I don't recall this.
Where I brought these kids and, like, my
hey, kids. Hey, quit crinkling there, kiddo.
Hold on. Go ahead. Get it going.
I can't hear a damn thing Miles is saying with all the crinkling. It's like...
All right, there, go.
All right, sorry. I apologize.
I don't know. I think I told this, but I told my kids, you know, they're like, can we bring our friends? I'm like, yeah, bring your friends. Okay.
Yeah, you did mention you went to buy airsoft rifles, but I don't think you actually told any stories.
And I knew these other kids probably didn't get up there because it was a little bit of a drive from our house, you know. And
sure.
I got a feeling that their parents probably would never take them there, you know, so.
Right, yeah, exactly with the... So,
I'm like, they can come, but they must bring their own money to buy their own stuff.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Did I tell? Like I said, I don't know if I told
you. You mentioned to me that you had to fork over a little cash.
Yeah, and then they're all like, oh, we're all short. No,
I think you just told me that. I don't think we recorded
it. I tell it off the air? Yeah, these kids like totally hit me up for money. Yeah.
How much are you out now?
I don't know.
$30?
I dropped about almost three bills at the store.
Holy. Like $3? Because, I mean, a bill for you is like $1.
No, I'm talking Franklin's.
Really?
Yeah. They were very glad to see us when we showed up.
I guess.
Like these young guys. Like, hey, yeah.
Where'd you get three bills? That's my first question.
You
certainly weren't selling your spunk to get that kind of money.
Nice. That I have this on speaker, you'd say that. I cashed in a few things.
That's right. There's a lot of cans. A lot of cans.
My left kidney is now gone.
It was gone before, so.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. It left in your car accident, didn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. So. Yeah, no, I don't know. It's some Christmas morning. And...
Oh, okay. There you go. So everybody's fully outfitted now?
Yeah, I didn't get nothing, but.
Well, you got the satisfaction, didn't you?
Yeah.
You shot mine off in the house.
Oh, the truth comes out.
Accidentally.
That's the first time in years, son.
Always assume a gun is loaded, so do not point it at anyone or anything.
There you go.
But shooting it is a whole other story.
So did you break something when you did that, or these things break things, or what?
I don't think it'd break your skin, would it?
No.
No.
Well, the only thing might be that shotgun, but besides that, no.
Yeah.
Because I know that left like a scar for like.
What if you like shot somebody like they had their mouth open and you shot the back of their throat? Would that hurt a lot?
Oh wow. Yeah.
I really didn't think that far.
That scenario never came up, but now it's that's a little.
I'm just asking. That seemed to be a tender spot. That would be a tender spot.
One of them. One of the tender spots.
Yeah. Another one. You get shot in the eyeball.
Yeah.
That would probably hurt.
Yeah.
How about up the nostril?
I think any orifice would probably hurt.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Just keep it away from the orifices.
Pretty much. Yeah, I don't. Well, there's a way to use the gun and a way not to use the gun, I think. And I think kind of the not guy, you know.
You got the face mask like they do for a paintball?
Yeah, more or less. Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, a few of us do. I just took one to Salvation Army, got this bike helmet for, not bike helmet, but like a. You know, like a racing helmet.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I just, like, put, like, camo duct tape, spray painted it, and...
So then when you run out, you can basically just run into somebody with your head.
Yeah, I know.
You're ready to go.
I just let them, you know, do their thing, and they take off, and...
How much does the ammo cost? Because you can't recover these things, can you?
Yeah, you can, if you can find them, yeah. Well, certain guns you can't, but, like, others...
Well, isn't it about, $10 or something?
Yeah, $10 for, like, I don't know. It comes with a lot of them, though, a lot of rounds.
Yeah.
You learn how to, if you can be smart with your ammo, you can, if you're that jerk that, like, fires off a round for no reason, then.
Yeah.
Then that's wasting, huh?
Kind of like Bobby fires off a round and he's done.
Whoa.
Airsoft.
Yeah, I played laser tag over the holiday here.
Laser tag.
Yeah, I played laser tag, yeah. I didn't do very well. But
I'm going to say,
Best thing is that the target is the same size for me as it is for anybody else, so it's not like, you know.
hunting Shamu.
That's oh my gosh. I hear a whale sound. Yeah, we had a good time. We had a good time
playing. Where did you do that at?
At the laser tag place, Laser Force. I think it's Laser
Force. You know, at the guys.
Yeah.
Over in Caseyville at the Laser Force.
Yeah, with a gymnast. Yeah.
That's right. No, we did play with some younger people. I was like the oldest person there.
Okay.
I'm yeah, like wheezing.
Mom's like, little boys, get behind me. Hold on, I'll be back.
What? Chris Hansen, what are you doing here?
So no, we see, the kids like and I we Texas played.
Coming
so.
Right at me.
Yeah. It was fun. We had a lot of fun.
Would any of you young people like to play with me?
Anybody play some laser tag with me? So yeah, we had fun. You know, it was a good time. We played last year at Christmas time. That's kind of been like a annual event because my brother-in-law comes in and everything. So, oh my gosh, something's going on down there. Can you hear the yelling?
Yes. I did hear it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild times happening here. I don't know what's going on down there.
Bob, let's
kids
go.
Are fighting. I probably need to go down and shoot somebody with an airsoft. Shoot somebody with an airsoft, I guess.
Yeah, some of their eyes shot out downstairs.
So anything else happening there at Christmas time? You guys got the Yule log going or what?
No.
Okay.
No, nice and quiet. Just nice and quiet.
Yeah. Oh, good.
We're all good down here. How are you there?
He's quoting Star Wars here.
Yes.
So, well, let me tell you, I got a weird story that happened to me.
Yeah.
You want to hear? It's a Christmas story.
Yeah.
You know that song, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus? Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
It was Bob's kids saw him kissing.
All right.
Santa Claus.
No, he's gonna say Santa's balls. But...
Oh, come on!
Don't say that.
Come on now.
Whoa, now.
All right, come on.
That's a little rough, guys. Come on. So we do a lot of stuff on Christmas Eve. Are you still gonna giggle about that for a while? I'll let you giggle.
No. All right.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm over it.
Are you sure? You sound like you're kind of having problems there.
No, I'm okay. All right. So you do a lot of stuff for Christmas Eve.
So my daughter was going to my mother-in-law's to help out. I was taking her up, and then I was going to come back home, and we were going to go back up later. She wanted to help do some stuff. So I'm leaving the house to drive her up there.
Mm-hmm.
And our mailbox isn't anywhere near our house. You know, it's down the road a little bit. And... And I see on top of my mailbox these cookies. They're sitting right on top of my mailbox. We have like several mailboxes for our lane, you know.
Yeah.
And the cookies are sitting on top of our mailbox.
Okay.
So I'm in a hurry because I'm running late. And I'm like, oh, I'll pick those up on the way back.
Yeah.
Right? Because I haven't got the mail or anything. So.
Sure.
So I head on up to, it takes a little while to go to grandma's and then come back. And I come back and guess what?
Gone.
Gone. Somebody took my cookies. So this is the big mystery now is like who took the cookies?
Raccoon.
No. These were like perched up there on top of the thing. They had a little bow on them and everything. It was like a plate of cookies.
Well, who left them?
I don't know. We have no idea. We haven't talked to anybody yet. So.
And who ate them?
I don't know.
Huh.
This is the big mystery, the big Christmas mystery.
That is weird.
So I stopped and got the mail because this was Saturday, right? So,
yeah.
Saturday delivery. Gotta love it. So
we think the culprit is Fuzzy Blue, and
yes, cookie.
Now the mail had already came, so it wasn't the mailman. It wasn't like they were out there for the mailman because I have a little indicator on my mailbox tells me if there's mail in it.
I'm Manny the cookie eating.
That's right. It's Manny the cookie eating mailman. Where's your good cookies? So, yeah, no, I don't know what's going on.
I think it was Jake Leonard.
My neighbor took, Jake.
Jake Leonard showed up. He's like, oh,
Dre's just driving by. What the hell?
He's got that dog on his neck driving around.
That's right, driving around with his dog. Hey, dog, get out and get those cookies.
His dog's hungry. You got to eat them.
We've been driving for around the countryside for hours.
I call him Luke.
That Luke.
That Luke. So, yeah, we got this cookie mystery going on. I don't know what the hell's going on with that. It was weird. The funny thing is I joked with my daughter as we left. I said, I probably should have grabbed those because somebody's going to take them. And sure enough, somebody took them. So.
You know what, Victoria? Hey, why don't I take those cookies?
What am I, Doc Brown or what?
I don't.
We need to go back to the future.
Back to the cookies.
To get the cookies. Yeah.
Marty, whatever. Hey. Don't do anything out of normal. Whatever you do now could spell disaster for the cookies in the future.
2.21 gigawatts.
God, I really want to go to Nano's.
That's right.
All
right. All right. I got to leave the cookies.
I'll wait for the cookies.
But I can tell you right now, I wouldn't have ate no mailbox cookies in the first place.
Why does Grandma have to live in East St. Louis anyway?
Right. You got to get down by the river.
So stupid.
Yeah. She probably says, I see you again. What part of say 500 feet or more away do you not understand?
You guys are tag teaming me tonight, is it?
You can come in, but your father doesn't get to come in.
That's right. She has to hold her finger on her neck to talk.
I want
She's got a trach or something. Oh, my gosh.
Bring me cigarettes.
So I got gypped for cookies this year, that's for sure.
See, is
not... Although I will tell you, the lady that humped my leg gave me a present.
So. All right. All right.
It's true. She gave me a present. So
she gave you a present. What's
she
that?
Gave me a present. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
I can grab it here. Hold on a second.
Oh boy! Hope it wasn't an STD.
It's a. It was a gift card. It plays. You play a game though. I'm winning. I won. Oh, I'm going to lose. There you go. I lost now. Yeah, I got a gift card.
That was so worth it.
You play the game. You like that?
I thought she was going to give you a coupon for the dry cleaner so you get your pants.
You get the coupon. It's like Victoria's Secret. Wait, what the
heck? No, it's a gift card. That was very nice.
For what?
Target.
Target?
Yeah, it has a little game you play as the gift card.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just played it.
You try to shoot the ball into the hole.
No, it's a dog thing.
It's a dog. Oh, it's a doggy thing.
It's a dog thing. That's right.
It's a dog humping a post.
No, it's just a little dog game.
Just a little dog. Just a dog chasing some tail.
Chasing some tail. That's right.
Yeah.
So I thought that was nice. That was very nice.
No one else got this gift but you, huh?
I have no idea.
This guy.
What?
This guy is something else.
I had to stop by her office, and she said, oh, here, I got this for you.
Hey, Darlene, I'm just going home for Christmas. And
yeah, so I think I'm going to buy a screwdriver.
Ooh.
Electric screwdriver.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I got
that was
you,
nice.
Darlene, I got you a reciprocating saw, if you know. With attachments.
It's battery powered.
Oh, thanks, Bob.
18 volt.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, thank you, Bob.
See you at the party next year. Well, I guess.
I didn't realize that I was humped by Miss Piggy.
Oh, Kimmy! Kimmy! You'd be more like Snuffleupagus. Snuffleupagus.
I bird.
Yeah, there you go.
That's I'm right. A party bird.
Oh my goodness. Someone's on my leg.
Someone's humping my leg.
Miss Piggy.
Look, Kermit.
Yeah.
I have a swine flu.
It's a hairy pole. Oh my goodness.
Wow. Man.
So anyway, I got the cookie mystery for Christmas. I did not get violated or have impure thoughts this week, so.
Oh, yes, yeah.
That was the worry that something was going to happen, but nothing happens.
Yeah, I'm going to say, think good thoughts.
Yeah, nothing happened there.
Please think good thoughts.
So, yeah. I guess I've broke the cycle there, so we're
going. Yeah, I'm going to say, you had a good 2-week run there. Yeah.
Oh, my cat's, you hear my cat? My cat's meowing.
Yeah. No, I don't hear him.
Oh, you didn't hear him? Okay.
No.
There you go, Spy.
Tiger.
So yeah, how's those Legos going? You guys get that finished yet?
Yeah, it's not quite done yet, Bob. It may not be done before the show's over. So.
Oh, that's all right. Hey, we got another call from Byron. You want to hear that?
Yeah, let's hear Byron.
Here's Byron. Oh, it's gonna take a second to download. I guess I wasn't quite prepared. Oh, I got an error message. What the hell?
I can't do that, Bob.
Yeah. Well, let me go back either. What the hell?
You've got to go back, Bob.
Well, I guess we won't be able to hear that, so let me see.
Bob's computer became self-aware in the year 2020.
Try it again. He must have deleted it or something here.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, here, we'll do... We actually have it in a couple of different ways. Here, let me look for it here. Do, 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 do. You keep Lego in there, boys. Do, 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 do. Keep it up with the Lego. Here we go. Here, I got another one here. Do, 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 do. This one might not be as good, but... let's see. Here we go.
Hey, Miles and Bob. What's up? It's Byron. I'm calling back, actually. You know, I sent that story to you guys, which you played earlier or in your last show. It was where I went to my kids' Scout Ben meeting, accompanying my son. And, you know, the Scout Master at the meeting, he, like myself, is the computer guy, and we were just shooting the shit about computer software. So I instructed him to check out a certain software you can download for free, and he did this in the middle of the meeting with the kids watching. Well, you know, I usually keep my stories kind of clean, but I what was I thinking? I mean, I know the kind of show you guys do, and you can totally appreciate this, but what really happened was before, you know, when he clicked the wrong link to get the software, which...
Sounds like something you would do.
You know, everything went nuts on his computer, and it crashed, and got the blue screen of death. Well, right before it crashed, there was a bunch of pop-ups on the screen featuring young ladies showing lots of skin. And
Miles Jr., right in front of the put your fingers in your ears. So
he was pretty freaked out trying to close those windows, but then his whole computer crashed, and you know the rest of the story. But I thought you guys would appreciate the real chain of events there.
Awesome.
Okay, well, thought I would add that in. Okay, talk to you guys next time. Later. Bye.
There you go.
That makes a lot more sense to me.
Yeah, there you go.
I thought that story had been edited, yes.
To protect the innocent, evidently.
Yeah, I suspected as much, yes.
There you go.
Yes.
So, yeah, we got an update there on the whole Cub Scout fiasco.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's good.
So we may be doing something interesting for New Year's.
And maybe not.
And maybe not. You don't know your schedule yet, right?
No.
So we're going to check. So everybody, listen up. Watch Facebook and Twitter streams, as well as the website, staticradio.com, for this possible New Year's announcement. It'll be New Year's Day evening. Which doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But not New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, evening.
Mm-hmm.
And we may be doing something. So stay tuned to all social networks. What's your thing there, Miles? What's your Facebook handle, your Twitter handle? What is it?
Miles Title.
And your Twitter is Miles_Title.
Yes. And or you can reach me at Murphy Jones too.
Or Murphy Jones.
I actually have Murphy Jones in my hand right now.
Okay. Is that appropriate while Legoing? I don't know.
He's right here. Yeah. He's right here.
Is he going to get his hair cut in the Legos or what?
He's fine. He's
oh, good. So. You keep him safe.
He's enjoying it.
So watch your social networks for something that possibly might happen for New Year's. And we'll catch you soon, eh?
Catch you on the flip side.
Anything to say, Miles Jr., before we go?
No, not really.
You sure? How's that Lego thing coming along?
Almost done.
All right, good deal. Take a picture of it and put it on your old man's Facebook so we can see what it looks like.
We will. We will.
All right, till next time, folks.
Later.